Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. It is Music Monday Morning. Yes, it is Monday night, my darlings. It's 8:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 9:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. We do have a natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen. Please visit Gumba Rum online at GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Listen, it is the smoothest and the most wickedest rum in Boston. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Listen, Horny. Got a special showcase and music salute for you all tonight. Guess what, baby? Your music is being heard by who? Come on. 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 Yes, your music is being heard by people all over the world, my darling. Yes, indeed. We're going to get on down with it. Independent artist Alana. Let me tell you a little bit about Alana Makila. She is Los Angeles-based independent singer and songwriter whose talents shine in the genres of hip-hop, pop, and R&B. Native to the Big Island of Hawaii, my darlings, she was born into a musically gifted family on a predominantly reggae-influenced island. Her grandmother was a percussionist who toured throughout Europe alongside the legendary Marvin Gaye, baby. Listen. She also began singing and dancing from an early age at her parents' concerts. Alana aspires for her music to inspire and heal the world around her. I love that. I really do like that. Listen here. She takes pride in creating vibes that could change the energy in the room. And that is what I am talking about, baby. Changing the energy in the room, changing the vibe in the room, changing the atmosphere. That is what this, she's a woman on a mission. Listen, I like that. She's on a mission. Listen, check it out. She wants to change the energy in any room and strives to become the soundtrack to her listeners' most memorable moments. Yeah, so listen. So what she's saying is if you're getting married, she wants her music to be played at your wedding so that your memories, her music will be part of your memory, right? So listen, I got some really, really awesome music by this young lady, very talented. The name of the song is Baby, Baby, Baby. Y'all check this out. Take a listen to Baby.
Baby, baby, baby. I know what I want. If I call right now, where I gotta wait? Say you've been ready, so pull up on me. Baby, 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 I've been patient. And I told you, told you, told you, told you I hate waiting. I know you like that.
Artist Alana, Alana, listen, I was listening to the song. You know something? We have skaters. A lot of people love to skate, and I think this song will be great for skating, you know, at the ring. And it's also a really nice stepper's cut. I really think so. People can play that if they're steppers, you know, if they're having a stepper's ball. A lot of people do put on a stepper's ball, if you didn't know. They really do. They put on events where you have steppers. And I used to really watch this show. It kind of reminds me now that I mentioned that. There used to be a show that would come on, I think it was Saturday night in the Windy City. It was either Saturday night or Sunday night. And every night I would watch it, and the people would just dance. They were just stepping. They were stepping, stepping, stepping. That was it. I would just sit there and watch them step, because stepping is the most beautiful. It is the prettiest dance ever. It really is. And that song, Baby, would be a really nice song to play at a stepper's ball. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. You know, stepping has a certain vibe to it. It really does. Stepping has a certain vibe. Okay, I guess I'm going into this. So listen, stepping has a certain vibe and a certain energy that goes to it. And this particular artist, she stated in her bio where she was talking about she wants her music to change and create vibes that change the energy in any room. So listen, her music would be just phenomenal and grand at a stepper's ball, at stepper's event. If you're putting on party, you know, you see those white parties where people are having a great time, her music. Her music, you know why? Because those events, of course, are memorable, and her music, you attach her music to the event. What do you got? Great memories. Listen, I got some more music by this independent artist, Woman. This is called Woman. Take a listen.
I wish I didn't ignore the angel on my right and feed the demon tequila up on a late night. Halo on my head in the AM, but when the sun goes down, don't hold me to the things I did instead. I'm not too proud of myself, but I love it. All the neighbors know your name. 100 ray and some pink rose. Get mad, but I'll give you away. Daydream about the face you make. Open now, don't take me for the. Don't hold me for what I said that night when I was late. Don't make me regret that I gave it to what you said. Cause you know I'm a woman. You wanna fit, woman, a hell of a woman. I hold it down, woman, forever fly. Woman, a streak of mine. Woman, don't waste the time. If you ain't trying to beg that woman, that woman. He wanna fit, a real fat, forever streak of mine. Cause I want it. He wanna beg, don't waste the time. If you ain't trying to beg that
All right. That is the artist, Alana. Alana, she is a superstar within her own right. Do you hear me up in here? She is a superstar within her own right. Yes, I said that. Yes, I did. Listen, her music's going to climb the chart. Hands down. Don't need me to even say it. Listen, I want y'all to check this out. I got some more music for you. Listen, it is a flaming hot, fierce mix that's going on right about now, my darlings. Y'all know what? It's going to kick it off with Snoop Dogg. You know, my baby, listen, y'all check this out. Mm-hmm. Going to cut it. Come on up in here. Come on up in
the pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on, ma.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes. See these ice creams. Eligible bachelor.
Uh-oh. Remix. Ooh, wee, baby. All right.
Let's go to high five.
Hey. Oh, baby girl, you know I got a game. Oh, it's going down tonight. She wanna ride.
Come on.
But don't rock the boat. I wanna take you to a place where blue sets up, so she wanna roll. But can you hold the flow?
Chase her.
While you're peer bean, baby, what you need, I got a double dose. She wanna go.
Woo.
Down a country road where the music keep playing and moonshine make you lose control.
Yo, EMD.
Yeah, what's up, man?
That girl they call Roxanne, she's all stuck up.
Why you say that?
Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking out of sleep, so I said, hello, I'm Kango from New CFO. And she's so cool. Baby, don't you know I can sing rap dance in just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator, star.
Come on.
Pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes. See these ice creams. Eligible bachelor. $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed.
Pretty much out of time. I am pretty much out of time, but I do want to say this, and I want to drop this on you to all the independent artists. You know, with your brand, I want you guys to think outside of the box. When you're creating your music, I want you guys to start thinking about creating your music and attaching your brand to more than just your music, you know, just like Snoop Dogg. Y'all know I love me some Snoop Dogg. But listen, the thing is this, millionaire music, when you have millionaire music and when you are creating millionaire music, you are creating multiple streams of income and you are attaching your brand to more than just your music. Now think about this, if you will. If you think about Snoop Dogg, okay, his brand is attached, of course, to more than just his music. His brand is attached to Corona, the beer. His brand is attached to his own food line. Yes, he has his Snoop Loops. You know, he has the Snoop Dogs, you know, the hot dogs. So listen, think about branding, 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 branding. Listen, when you are creating your brand and you're getting your brand out there, do more than just your music. It might be a little tough in the beginning if you're just getting started. But listen, it will serve you well. This is going to serve you well. When you think about branding, branding is going to serve you well along the way, because when you're creating your brands and just your music, you are creating yourself and setting yourself up to be a great influencer, right? So when you are an influencer in the, you know, the internet is the streets nowadays. You know what I'm saying? The internet is where you make your money, where you make your cash. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It is crowded on these internet streets. Listen, so listen, while you are making your music and you're attaching your brand and building your brand and creating your branding, listen, you are setting yourself up for being an influencer. And when you do that, for God's sakes, you blow the doors open. So listen, I'm telling you how to blow the door open on your millionaire music. And this is what you're doing. When you're getting your brand out there, you are becoming an influencer. And let me tell you something. When you become an influencer, people gonna hunt you down. Listen, I'm telling you, listen. People ask me all day long about plays and streams for their music. They're not thinking about anything else but getting a play and a stream for their music. I wish I could teach a class on that. Now, listen, it is well beyond a play and a stream. And don't get upset. Don't get upset with the messenger. When the messenger tells you, you're not going to get a million streams in 1 minute, okay? So listen. What you want to do, the way to do this, the road to success in doing this thing, is setting up yourself for your brand and your influence. I am telling you how to get the masses to knock down your door, and this is the way you do it, by becoming an influencer. Listen, when you set yourself up for being, you know, you will know when the doors are opening and when you are reaching that plateau where you are becoming an influencer, because they will knock your door down. They're going to ask you a million things. They're going to reach out to you to do a million things, and, of course, you can't do a million things, and that is where your millionaire music comes in at, right? So listen. They will reach out to you. They will email you. They will do whatever they got to do to get you to put your brand on whatever it is they have, okay? So that is the way it works. And the way that you do that is setting up your brand, and you're setting up yourself for being an influencer all at the same time. So listen, it happens in steps. It happens in steps, and there is a momentum to this thing. It is a momentum, and that's what people cannot understand. They can't understand why they're pushing and promoting their music. They cannot understand the momentum of the train. So listen, you are driving a locomotive. Think about it this way. You are driving a train, a locomotive train. When that train gets to going and building up speed, you know when the train is going at full speed, when you try to put the brakes on, what happens? You really can't put the brakes on. So listen, when you are driving that train or the horse is going, you just ain't going to stop now, honey. It ain't going to stop. The train ain't going to just stop. Nope. It's not going to just stop. Nope. It's not going to stop. And when the horse is running, you cannot stop the horse, because you know what? People aren't going to keep breaking out. They're going to keep asking you a million and one things. They're going to want to attach your brand, because what happens, they're going to want to attach your brand to what they're doing to give them a boost at what they're doing. See, this is what you want to do. It's a domino effect. While you are building yourself up for that, you're building yourself up for their reputation. What they want to do is take your reputation, put it on what they're doing, and it boosts them up. So listen, 10 million people will ask you to do whatever. I am telling you how to get to the millionaire music. I'm telling you, this is the way that you do it. This is the way that you do it. Listen, you see influencers all day long on Amazon. Listen, I'm telling you, you see them all day long on Amazon. So listen, when you're creating your music, think more and bigger than just your music. You see influencers on Amazon. You see them doing their videos. I am telling them, they're making the coins. They are making the coins. And so when you get to that place where your brand is really out there and people are starting to notice your brand, listen, they will come to you, and you can also make the coins off of Amazon by getting your video, and you're out there and you're telling people what you like to wear and what you like to do. So listen, that's the skinny of it. That is the skinny of it. So once again, just to kind of recap and refresh it a little bit, while you are making your music, I know you got your day job, you're doing your day job, but while you are making your music, you are creating your brand. You're getting your brand out there. You're getting people to recognize who you are. Listen, and see your brand. If you're not quite understanding branding is your image. You got to keep putting a certain image out there. You got to keep putting a certain image out there that's working for you. You got to keep putting a certain image, a certain look that's out there, and they will recognize who you are. You got to keep doing that over and over and over and repeat. You can't put half shitty pictures. I see people doing this. It just drives me bats crazy nuts. You cannot put half shitty pictures out there and expect to have a brand and a music that's going to make you some money. Ain't going to happen unless you got really a badass song. Listen, if you got a really badass song that's going to just blow up overnight, then okay, you go ahead with your shitty picture. But listen, I am telling you how to do it the correct way, the right way. You got to set your image up the right way. You got to have that look. You got to keep doing it the same exact way. I am telling you. I'm telling you, if you look at the superstars, if you look at the celebrities, whatever their image is, they keep putting it out there, and sometimes they'll change up. They'll change up their look a little bit. You know, they might have on one outfit one time and they keep doing the same thing all the time. Then they'll change it up just a little bit. You got to do the same thing, my darlings. Even though you're not there where you want to be yet, you still got to do the same thing. Put that image and put that look out there, and it's called branding, and people start recognizing your brand. They will start looking at you as your brand, and they will start reaching out to you, my darlings. And then you get to the next plateau of being the influencer, okay? So that's the way it rolls. That's the way it pops. And then what happens is cha-ching. Okay, so that's the way it goes. And listen, I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.